break in Oakland. An overtime loss to the Raiders sends the Jags home with another week to wonder what went wrong.
Got to find a way to do it. The only guys that can do it are in that room.
Injuries on offense take their toll, while a good day on defense is foiled.
It leaves a bad taste in our mouth, but we just got to bounce back.
To come out of here was a loss. It's tough.
Now, with another tough road test ahead, the Jaguars are facing an uphill battle. This is Jaguars All Access, brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Buy and sell Jaguars tickets at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Don't wait. Buyers get in and sellers get paid.
It's not throwing shoulder that there's a good chance he will be able to play this week. We're going to see how it is on Wednesday.
Potentially good news for quarterback Blaine Gabbert. Mike Mularkey this afternoon saying the Jags signal caller has a chance to play in Green Bay. The news not so promising, though, for Maurice Jones-Drew. Welcome to Jaguars All Access, everyone. I'm Brett Martineau, joined as always by Jeff Lagerman. This is your home each Monday for everything Jaguars. Our special guest joins us in just a moment. Jeff, injury news first, though. It's the big topic of the day. Maurice Jones-Drew has a foot injury. He will not play against the Packers.
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly what it is specifically, but there's talk about a Lisfranc. And I had a Lisfranc going all the way back to 1995, and it took me about 3 months to recover from that. It's something that Austin Lane dealt with in training camp, and it took him a couple months to get back. So that is definitely not good news for Maurice Jones-Drew. You know, with Blaine Gabbert, boy, you got to wonder. You know, he couldn't finish that game yesterday. Can he play this week at Green Bay against Aaron Rodgers? You just don't know. But the injuries didn't stop there, Brent. I mean, the list was very long yesterday.
And they include Rasheen Mathis with a groin. He'll be day-to-day throughout the week. And then Uche Nwaneri, give him some credit. He came back into the game, but he's had a bad ankle and a bad knee on the first three snaps.
A tough guy, certainly a tough guy. And then as well, Montel Owens. You know, you're talking about a Pro Bowl special teamer. You add all these guys onto the list that you already had with LaRon Robinson and Darryl Smith. It doesn't look good.
What else can happen to the Jacksonville Jaguars? We have a healthy guest tonight, that's for sure. Tonight, Wells Fargo welcomes this guy.
You're a clean one. It's the man, you're a shiny, yeah, the sun. You take bevins of the diamonds and burn money just for fun, Mr. Mintz.
He is Mr. Mintz. It's Jags defensive end Jeremy Mincy. Here he is, a long night, long flight. We really appreciate you coming in. I know another tough film to watch, though, is a tough loss, 26-23 in OT.
Yeah, that's one of those games they'll stick with you for a while, you know, knowing we're supposed to win it. And we let it slip through the cracks, but we got to come back working hard.
Let's explain something to people here real quick, because, you know, today's a day off, so you guys didn't have to go in. But in today's technology age, you were actually able to watch the game film from home. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I was anxious to watch the film, too. As soon as I got home, I logged in on Huddle like 50 times. So none of the film was downloaded. But I checked it out, and we was flying around, man.
Defensively, I was very, very impressed. And we're going to get to some of those plays right here, because it's time for the G-Series Prime Plays of the Game.
Play number three, Derek Cox with an interception that leads to a field goal for Josh Scobie, Jeff.
Boy, and I wish they would have gotten more points out of this offensively, because the interception gave the Jaguars the ball at the Oakland 36, but they were able to get a Josh Scobie field goal, which was number 176, which broke the record held by Mike Hollis. He ended up getting a couple more, so now in the year, or in his career, 178 field goals.
Perfect, 11-11 on the season, too. Play number two, Rashad Jennings in for Maurice Jones-Drew. Nifty little 5-yard run to make it 14-3.
Well, and I like this run because it showed some real nice power and in replacement for Maurice Jones-Drew, and this was as a result of the muffed punt, and so it set the Jaguars up, and that's what you want to do. Get a takeaway and then put it in the end zone with seven.
And they did cash in. Play number one, Gabbert to Schwartz is getting fun to say on the radio, I bet, for you and Brian.
Boy, impressive. And Jeremy, I mean, when you start the game out, you know, when Oakland scores early in that ball game, they had the long pass, you guys hold them to a field goal, and then your offense turns around and answers with Blaine to Cecil here. I mean, you had to go, okay, here we go. It's, you know, I bet you didn't know this. This was the first quarter touchdown pass by Blaine Gabbert in his career. And it was the first quarter touchdown scored by your offense in what it took 17 games.
Yeah. Wow.
But I mean, that's the way you want to start, though.
It is. Yeah. That is definitely the way you want to start. We started out swinging and we came out swinging.
And really, for the first time this season, the snowball got going the other direction. I mean, you guys made a lot of plays that really propelled you to an early lead. It must have felt good, really, for the first time in 2012.
It did. You know, we came out with a lot of confidence. All the guys was hungry, man. I could tell we was all on the same page. We just got to learn how to get over the hump at the end of the game and stop getting complacent. You know, just because we're up doesn't mean the game is over. We got to know how to step on throats, man.
All right, let's take a look at our Xfinity Speed play of the game. Special teams with their best game of the year recovered a fumble punt and recovered a surprise onside kick.
Yeah, and I like this. Obviously, they had a couple opportunities earlier in the year on muffs and didn't get them, as Mike Markey was saying. They want the ball to bounce their way. Well, it did yesterday in Oakland in the surprise onside kick. Very aggressive play calling, and I think coming out of the bye week, when you're 1-4, Jeremy, what do you got to lose? And you had to like that from a player standpoint, the way Mike Mularkey called the game.
I loved it. You know, he orchestrated very well. You know, and it was a lot of plays made, man. You know, I was proud of a lot of guys. I hate we lost Montel Owens, you know, but that was a big block on that onside kick.
Really had all three phases going for a pretty long time in there, which Mike Mularkey's been preaching. You want to be able to feed off each other. Yeah. I mean, I know everybody looks at it as an offense, a defense, and special teams, but you do feed off each other.
Yeah, we definitely do. When the offense score a touchdown, there's nothing better than saying, hey, well, let's go out here and get a three and out, you know, and let's pin our ears back and make some plays. And we got started early, and that's why guys were flying around the way they were.
When you say feed off of each other, for the rest of the team to feed off the defense in this ball game, you had to do one thing, and that's stop Darren McFadden.
Yes.
I mean, the guy is a tremendous talent. He's got great speed. And then once you stop Darren McFadden, then it was all about putting pressure on the quarterback, and you guys were able to put both of those things together. In my opinion, your best defensive performance this year.
Yes, it definitely was. You know, it was definitely a team effort. And guys were flying around, and you got to love that part.
Especially that right there. You get the sack fumble, Terrence Knighton, and then a look at that guy right there picking up a sack as well. Take us through it.
First one of the year.
I've always been pretty good with boots. As soon as I seen the back turn lateral, I got right upfield and ran right into a sack. And that's just one of those things that come instinctive.
Jeff, boots. What does that mean?
Bootlegs. Naked bootlegs. Jeremy is right because Jeremy is one of the best at identifying the naked bootleg, and it's a great opportunity to make a sack and certainly to force the quarterback into an errant throw, which Carson Palmer almost had one of those yesterday as well, that Russell Allen had an opportunity at.
Yeah. And then again, we have to capitalize even more. Like, you know, you have to work with what you have and utilize better. And if we got an opportunity to catch an interception, to recover a fumble, we have to do those things to put our team in the best position to win.
The one thing, though, the reality is you didn't get to win. And lost opportunities, and when I say lost opportunities, when you look at the four takeaways, which I'm including the onside kick as a takeaway, you only scored 13 points off of those, and then one of them was a fourth down that you went for after a result of one of those takeaways, and you weren't able to convert, so in reality, you really 10 points because you gave up the field goal on that.
Right.
And then also the penalties. If you guys can just take care of some of those little things, you're coming home, and I'm right there with you on that plane ride, and I got a big smile on my face and looking forward to doing talks with you on Monday all the time.
Yeah, all those little things that happen in the game causes a huge impact, man. And they all add up at the end. You know, you could look at the game and say, well, darn, if we would have made these three plays, it would have changed the whole game. And that's one of those things you hate to go home and think about. And we have to definitely alleviate that and change that and start making these plays that we should make.
We're going to break down some of those plays in just a bit, but it's trivia time right now as we head for our first time out on Jaguars All Access. Here is tonight's question. Jeremy Mincy was born and raised in Statesboro, Georgia. What popular restaurant chain originated in Statesboro in 1990 and now has 500 locations? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com. You could win a $100 gift certificate from Football Fanatics. There's still much more to come right here on Jaguars All Access.
Still ahead on Jaguars All Access. The Jaguars finally got consistent pressure on the passer on Sunday. Jeff goes to the smart board to show you how. Plus, we're going inside the Jaguars locker room after the loss in Oakland. But first, here are your Southern Ford dealers' sounds of the game.
Here in Oakland, getting you ready for the Raiders and the Jaguars. Play action, Gabbert. throwing the long ball, separation, touchdown, Cecil Shorts. Jacksonville goes in front.
Get right on the money. Oh, we're coming back, you know what I mean?
Anger the punt. Adams the return man. Loses the ball, it's a muff. Ball is free and Jacksonville's got it.
In for the Jags.
He's just running good.
Jaguars trying to add to their lead. Jennings right up the middle. Touchdown, Jaguars.
Oh, we go!
An empty backfield for Oakland. Straight back. Palmer flings it up in the air. And off the deflection, it bounces to Cox for the interception. Carson Palmer coughs up the football. C.J. Mosley in there for Jacksonville. Overtime in Oakland. On the approach, Janikowski. He nails it. Oakland wins in overtime.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Gate and by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing.
Well, it's not too late to get your tickets for the November 4th game against the Detroit Lions. Just log on to Jaguars.com or call the ticketing office at 904-633-2000. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau. Time to go inside the film room with Jeff Lagerman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. And Jeff, you've got a look at a good play that could have been even better.
It could have been better, and I've got my guy up here, Jeremy Mincy, because Jeremy, during that ball game yesterday, there was an opportunity at a caused fumble for you, and I know that in you wish you had it again.
Yes.
Okay, and it was on a TE, and for most people that don't know, a TE is a tackle first and second, and we're going to show people exactly what it is because that was the play that he had an opportunity. Tackle. Tyson Alualu, he gets up the field quick. You as a defensive end, a couple steps up, and then loop underneath of Tyson Alualu. That's the TE, and let's run it here, and I want you to explain to people what you might have been able to do differently to make this play an even more success than what it was.
Well, here, you see here, I hit him with my left arm instead of using my right arm to strip the ball out, and it could have been a non-disputable fumble, and I guess I was panicking just a little bit because I wanted to get there and hit him hard.
As you can see, when Carson drops back, I mean, that right arm is cocked and it's exposed. And as a right-handed passer, it's the right arm that has to come up and cause that fumble.
Yes.
So an opportunity lost, but still a big play. And sticking with that TE motto, there was also a TE later in the ball game because that one, as a defensive end, you came free. Mm-hmm. But the sack caused fumble by Terrence Knighton was also a TE. Terrence Knighton first. T is first, T. And then George Salvey, the end, is the E coming up underneath. And it's not always designed for the end. It also can be the defensive tackle coming free as well.
Right. And you know, the TE is an prime example of a good act of communication. And that's what we're starting to get now. We're starting to rush forward as one, and that's the beauty in a line developing together.
And obviously the ball is out. C.J. Mosley does a great job of hustling and making the recovery. And, folks, if you like seeing all of this alphabet soup from us here, you know, when you got ETs and TEs and TTs. Well, we're going to explain all of that on the Mike Mularkey Show coming up this Sunday morning with defensive line coach Joe Cullen. All right, now let's go inside the locker room after yesterday's tough loss in Oakland.
You know, I wanted to be out there with those guys today, so it kind of sucks being on this, but it's just part of the game. So
I tried to do some things out there after it happened, but it was just it was hindering me a little bit, and at the end of the day, I didn't want to hurt the team if I wasn't out there at full speed.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. Quick reminder here, fans, don't forget to use your rewards and teal deals at EverBank Field on game day and online. For more info, head to Jaguars.com, register today. Now let's have some more smart board action.
All right, I got all you guys over here at the smart board because, you know, sometimes we just strictly look at coaches' tape. But this is a great opportunity and a teaching opportunity to show people how to not get offensive pass interference but still actually get away with it. And we are going to go to what is the network television copy here. This is the offensive pass interference call against Cecil Shorts working against the cornerback. And I believe that's Huff, and he's a good player. Now let's see it one more time in slow motion and watch the hands of Cecil Shorts right here on the back of the shoulders of the cornerback. You see how they kind of came up to his shoulder pads? And they didn't really get much of a push but it was just enough for the referee to see the hands on the shoulder pads of Michael Huff, the cornerback slash safety. And I want to show people exactly how Cecil could have done this without getting the penalty call. Mincy, come on, you're going to be the corner. Okay.
All right.
I always wanted to be
and I want to make sure people can see this. Turn this way, okay? You're running with me, and I'm Cecil Shorts, okay? And I know it's kind of hard to see. What Cecil did is Cecil put his hands on the back shoulder throw on the back side of the pads of the quarterback and then kind of turned around this way, okay? The way to do it as a wide receiver is two ways. One is to keep your hand low, and we're running, and to just do this with the real low hand. And then the other way, come on back, Mitch.
All right.
Okay, is to use the elbow because, again, we're not extending the arms, okay? Cecil got in trouble because he had the hands up, and that official that made the call was over here. He had the hands up here, and he's going to see that every time. As a wide receiver, the great wide receivers, they do it subtly. They do it real low and keep it around the hip, swing them past, and then come back to the back shoulder catch, or even better, you don't even have the hand out at all, and you just use that elbow and throw the guy by and then come back and catch the ball. So a great learning opportunity for Cecil Shorts.
And it's important because everyone at home is complaining about that call. They didn't think it was pass interference, but to the referee's eyes,
He saw that. The offensive player do that, and whether it was a hard push or not, they're going to call it every time.
He was playing the game because you guys are right on the edge of Josh Scobie range if that play goes complete. Yes. Hey, let's talk outside of Jags football. There's a big game in town this week, Georgia, Florida. Yeah. You ready for that one? How about your Gators?
I bet. Let's go Gators. Let's go. I tell you what, let's go. I'm proud of them. You know, they came out of the blue. And, you know, I knew the defense was going to be good and the offense finally got rolling.
What's it like to play in the Georgia, Florida game here in Jacksonville?
Oh, amazing, man. You know, it's two states against each other, and I'm from the home state, and just feels good to beat up on the Bulldogs.
How in the world did you end up in Florida when you're from Statesboro, Georgia? I mean, aren't you supposed to go to Georgia?
Yeah, I actually wanted to go to Georgia, but Coach Mark Richt thought otherwise, so I said, you know what, might as well go across the border to Florida and beat them.
Real quick, you have a business on the side of outside of football, not during this time of the year, but Mr. Mintz Productions. How's the music biz going?
Oh, it's going great. Like it's going really well. Like we've been in there working hard, man, and making things happen. And starting to speed up the process and get it going.
You know, I've heard this stuff before, and I've heard you. I got a suggestion for you, because I'm an expert at music. Stick to football.
Yes.
You should get Jeff in the recording studio. You told us in the summer you were going to make a Jags-based song that could play at Everbank Field. Anything further?
You know how things go, man. I'm just going with the momentum, and right now the momentum is not on our side, so we'll work on it.
You've got plenty of time to do it.
Well, we do.
All our guests here on Jaguars All Access, including this guy, Jeremy Mincy, receive a Bueller Swiss watch. You are going to receive that limited edition watch. Bueller Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they are available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. There's still so much more to come on Jaguars All Access. We'll hear from Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier, and we'll have the images of the week. What costume will John have this week? Stay with us.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. Tonight we're joined by special guests from R.V. Daniels Elementary as part of the Florida Dairy Council's Fuel Up the Play 60 program. I hope everybody's rolling the DVR at home. Welcome back. I'm Brent Martineau. Last week, he looked like a Raider. What will we get this week? It's costume time. Johnny O is in the zone. John Osier has a Z-Best Ozone.
John Osier, Jaguars All Access. And you know what? No ozone question of the day today. The inbox is toxic. We're all going on next to no sleep. And at 1 in 5, I'm too tired to provide answers. What I do know is I dressed up like a fool last week and yelled something about being in Rome. Well, no Rome this week, but we are going to Green Bay. And that means hanging with the cheeseheads. No, unfortunately, this does not give me all-knowing powers. How are the Jaguars going to beat Green Bay this week? How are they going to do that without Mojo and Gabbert? Perhaps. I don't know. Rush Aaron Rodgers, force turnover, circle the wagon, something. Make no mistake, no one is picking this team this week, and I mean nobody. But the Jaguars have a chance because it's the NFL. It's going to take maybe the biggest upset in franchise history and maybe the game of somebody's life, but they do have a chance. Just don't ask me how, because regardless of how scholarly and wise I may look in my sporty new hat, today's just not a day when the ozone has many answers.
Good hands, John. Nice That's catch. Good. Time now for the G-Series Prime Headlines of the Week. Not getting any easier for the Jags. They face Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay's high-powered offense this week. And the Jags are banged up, as we talked about top of the show. Mojo is out. Gabbert will be the guy to watch this week. Playing hurt, though, is part of the game. But wow, Jeff, they are really banged up.
Really banged up, but, you know, hey, Jeremy, this week it's all about stopping Aaron Rodgers. You know, as we said there on the look ahead, and he's a hot quarterback. 9 touchdown passes in the last 2 weeks. He leads the league in passer rating and 19 touchdown passes thrown.
He is definitely a really good quarterback, and he's one of those guys you just got to pin your ears back and let him know you're going to be in his face all day. And that's what we plan on doing. And the beautiful thing about it is our defensive line is starting to learn how to communicate and work as 4 rushing 1, and that's a great thing, man.
It was fun to watch you guys because you schemed a lot of pressure and brought blitzes. You think we'll see more of that?
Yes.
Don't give away the game plan, but.
Yeah, you definitely will. You know, this game is all about confidence, and once you develop a certain amount of confidence, it's easy to make those achievements you're looking for, and guys are working hard.
And getting healthy. George Selvey's back, Austin Lane, so that certainly helps the defense.
Gives these guys a break, adds the rotation. Well, Jeremy Mincy, thanks a lot, man, for joining us. We appreciate it. Good luck in Green Bay, of course. Let's leave you with some of the images from Raider Nation. For Jeff Lagerman, I'm Brent Martineau. Thanks a lot for watching Jags All Access. Have a good night, everybody. Let's root for a Jags win next Sunday.